This episode of Voices of the Elephant is sponsored by DayCamp for Developers. Listen for a special offer at the end of this podcast. Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, we're here today at Microsoft's SQL Server Jump-In Camp, and our guest today is Keith Casey. Now, again, with these interviews that I'm doing at SQL Server Jump-In Camp, we're going to kind of do away with the normal format. We're just talking to people about the projects they're working on or something interesting that they've got to say. Keith, you're here representing Web2Project. First of all, why would you consider deploying Web2Project to SQL Server?
Well, Web2Project, our target sort of market is project managers, the people who just want to have a tool that gets the job done. We don't want them to have to worry about the underlying infrastructure at all. So our vision is to let them be able to just drop it into their network, set it up on IIS and Apache, which we support already, plug it into their email server, their LDAP server, Active Directory, whatever, and everything just works. Mm-hmm. So SQL Server needs to be a piece of that.
Okay, interesting. What are the challenges that you've had in, what are the challenges that you're having in making this conversion?
There have been a number of challenges. The first one is a term of skills. I'm primarily a PHP developer on Linux and Mac, not Windows. So some of it is just being able to make that conversion and getting familiar with the permission systems and things like that. And the IIS tweaking and things along those lines. But then another thing is that once I've moved over to Windows to be able to do some of this development, I don't have a lot of my tools available, like grep. And so I would really love to be able to connect to SQL Server from Linux. It's just something that's really compelling to me, because then I've got all my tools, I've got everything, and I can know that SQL Server is configured correctly and just connect to it. Mm-hmm. It's really powerful.
Yeah. Now, have there been any pleasant surprises that you've found when you've been working in this conversion?
Yes, the SQL Server migration agent, migration tool, or whatever it's called. Mm-hmm. I went ahead and pointed that at my MySQL database, and then pointed at SQL Server and had it go ahead and try to do the conversion. And I was expecting lots of problems. And out of the 85, 90 tables that we have or so, all but one converted over. Mm. Painlessly. I mean, it was like click, built the conversion script, and then loaded it in, and then converted all the data across too.
Wow.
Now, it was a stock install. It didn't have like years worth of data, like a lot of our test cases did for Web2Project, but that's pretty impressive. I mean, it took care of like 90% of the stuff right off the bat.
That is very nice. Now, do you know how many of your people are actually installed on Windows, or do you collect any kind of statistics on where people are installing Web2Project?
Yes. A couple years ago, I was really jealous of how WordPress was collecting data, and not usage data per se, but more of platform data, of saying this, you're using this version of WordPress with these modules and stuff like that. So we did the same thing within Web2Project in version 2.0, which was released about a year ago. So we've got about a year's worth of data tracking the version of Web2Project, the underlying libraries we depend on, PHP, whether or not you're running on IIS and Apache and stuff like that. So we've got a year's worth of data. We know we've got about 15,000 Web2Project installs out there. We're not sure currently how many are running on IIS versus Apache, and it's just because I haven't run those numbers. Mm. But we know about 20% are running on 5.3. So hopefully the only people running on IIS are running on 5.3, but we don't know that for a fact.
Now, can your users turn this phone home feature off, or is it just hard-coded in?
It's toggleable. So okay. It starts off on by default, and then every Sunday morning at about 3 a.m. or so, it goes ahead and phones home and says, hey, here's a snapshot of everything that's going on. And it's anonymous, so we don't know, how many projects we're using or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And then to give some value back on that, we also return back to the install of what the current version is. So we can notify the user, hey, there's an update available. You should probably go download it.
Interesting. Okay. Well, thanks. Thanks for your time. And Keith, thank you for everything you do for the PHP community.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Voices of the Elephant. This podcast is copyright 2011 EICC Incorporated, and all rights are reserved. For more information on the podcast and to nominate someone to be interviewed, visit the website voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled ELEPHPANT. Day Camp for Developers is a one-day, technology-agnostic online training camp for web developers. We cover the topics that you won't find at any other conference at a price that every developer can afford. Visit our website today, daycamp4developers.com, and reserve your seat for the next class. As a listener of Voices of the Elephant, use the discount code VOTE to save $10 off your ticket. Day Camp for Developers. Invest a day in your career.